Welcome to Ignite Your Light, a podcast to help you navigate life's adversity, follow your curiosity, and stay true to yourself. Life can feel pretty confusing for everyone. I've harnessed my network of empowering individuals to help inspire you to create a life that feels authentic and on purpose. I interview healers, creatives, entrepreneurs, and girl bosses who are living their truth and inspiring others to do so too. I'm your host, Riley Webster, and I'm so happy that you're here with me today. I'm super stoked to share today's conversation with all of you. I spoke with Alex and Megan, who are the co-founders of Ode to Venus, which is a line of body products dedicated to self-care, ritual, and most importantly, and mostly what we're talking about today, pleasure. So today's podcast conversation is a little more out of my comfort zone than previous episodes, and that's just because I'm really just beginning to dive into this. So intimacy is something I think that can be pretty difficult for people. For me, I've always had a bit of a guard up, and I think most of us have. I've found it difficult to be intimately vulnerable with people, and that's just because I haven't been able to be intimately vulnerable with myself. So this is something I'm really exploring right now, and I'm finding I'm really breaking through and gaining a lot of confidence in and feeling really good about. And like we talk about in this podcast, it's a little bit of a rabbit hole. So once you start getting into this, you just keep exploring more things about yourself over and over and over again. We also talk about pleasure in just daily life. So how can we cultivate more pleasure? How can we do things not for the sake of productivity, but for the sake of pleasure, for enjoyment? How can we really harness that power that we all have to enjoy our lives without guilt? So we're covering all of this and more in today's episode. Really excited to share it with you, as always, and I hope you enjoy it. I'm so excited to talk to you guys. I saw your branding through Miranda. She actually just redid my rebrand, and I was talking to her about you guys, and it sounds so cool what you're doing. I've really been interested lately in just exploring more of my feminine energy, and I love that you guys are bringing that to the forefront. It's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
We're having fun.
Yeah.
So I'd love for you guys to just speak a little bit about how you created Ode to Venus and what it's all about for people who don't know what it
is. Mm-hmm. So basically, Ode to Venus, we created, I feel like initially we created it for other people, but we realized along the process that we were also in turn helping to heal ourselves. So basically, we work to bring tools and share information that helps people connect to themselves, divine connection, and to their pleasure.
Cool. And how were you guys friends before you went into business together?
Yes. How? We're basically twin flames.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. And how's it been, like, the learning experience of working with a good friend?
Mm. I mean, I feel like the whole thing has, like, brought us closer as friends and as individuals.
Very cool.
Yes, absolutely. I feel like we've become closer to ourselves, and we get this opportunity to share like our personal development with each other, and how the things that we're offering to other people are like changing ourselves too, and our relationship with each other. Like, I definitely feel like we've brought in way more love since the beginning of this process for each other and for others too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's been really cool. Yeah.
No, that's beautiful. So what do you feel like is the missing link? Like, I feel like for a lot of women, I don't feel like we put pleasure as a priority. And yeah. I'm just curious what your take is on that.
That's a tough one. That's mm-hmm. a really good question. The missing link of our pleasure. I feel like we just don't think we're allowed it. Or I think that was a big thing for me, at least, is we don't create space for it. And we don't feel as if we're allowed to have pleasure. Mm-hmm. And almost like even when I felt like I was having pleasure in my life, I didn't know the full capacity of the pleasure I could have. And I'm still figuring that out.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. I feel like I would almost feel like guilty.
Yeah.
If I felt too much pleasure.
Oh yes. Still have that sometimes.
Yeah. Me too. But yeah.
And that can be pleasure with anything too, right? Like that can be like, for example, yesterday, like I'm a freelancer. So sometimes in my mind, I'm like, oh, I need to be working 8 hours a day because that's normal, you know, like 9 to 5, mm-hmm. whatever. And then it was such a beautiful day that I took from like 11 till 3 off. And I just like went for a walk, hung out with a friend. And I was like guilty for like having this pleasure of enjoying myself. And it's like, where did that come from? So I think like what you guys are doing is just so necessary to bring us back, because isn't the point of life for us to, you know, work to enjoy our life and work to have our hobbies and work to bring more of that pleasure in? Otherwise, what is the point?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it kind of, I guess Odivina's kind of started with like more being based around sexual pleasure, mm-hmm. and then now it's kind of evolved into just every type of pleasure, whether it's physical or mental, spiritual.
Yeah, because you're right, Riley. I think, yeah, that absolutely pleasure can be anything. It can be in like the tiny moments. I feel like that's where I often allow myself the most pleasure, is like just in those tiny moments of even like things like doing the dishes, where I'm like, actually, this can be a nice ritual for me. It feels really good after. But yeah, I don't know, bringing pleasure to as many moments as we can.
Totally. And also even for sexual pleasure, I mean, I think that that's even still, I think it's becoming less stigmatized now, but for women, I feel like that's still kind of something that women aren't comfortable with.
Yeah. And I think me and Alex have personally both always been pretty open with our sexuality and our pleasure in that regard. But actually the further we go, the more we both realize how much pleasure we were holding back and how we still fit ourselves into a box of what we thought others wanted of us, or what we thought our own pleasure was when really it wasn't. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, those are hard realizations. I think it just takes time to allow yourself that. And like, I mean, all of us, of course, have like deep ingrained shame around sexuality. That's like in our DNA. For generations, right? So
yeah, what do you think, why do you think that is?
I think it's just been generation upon generation of, you know, a masculine dominated society and the imbalance of the masculine and feminine, right? Like the hyper masculine society has taken the heart out of things, which is more like the feminine feeling side. Mm-hmm. And then in turn, I feel like also when women started to rise up, when they kind of opened themselves up and were able to speak their truth, like they opened up their throat chakra, they then closed down their heart chakra, because that's the way that we saw it was done to like hold power. Men were closing down their feeling centers. So then when women were opening up, being able to say what they want, like men, they were closing down the same parts of themselves.
Yeah.
So almost like, you know,
still being in masculine energy.
Exactly. So yeah, we're still trying to put ourselves in masculine energy. And that's why I feel like it's starting to rise up too, is we can't be like that for any longer. Like it's not working. People know it. So yeah, bringing that divine feminine, whether you're male or female, like we all, obviously we focus a lot on females because we are females. We know them. We want this power to come to the forefront for like the world and for everyone's personal pleasure and life. But
men can carry feminine energy too.
Yeah, totally. We really love men so much. Mm-hmm. We're always so happy and delighted to meet men who are balancing that, who do access their emotional side. Like, it just makes us so happy.
Oh, it's so beautiful. So actually, I just wanted to know where the name Ode to Venus came from.
Mm.
Well, originally we actually had a different name. It was kind of the same idea, like based on the same idea. And we were going with that. And then one day we were out having a glass of wine and we were just like, whatever, vibing and talking and kind of talking about what we wanted and what we were doing. And it kind of just came to us like, oh, this is like even bigger than we thought it was. Like, this is an actual like ode to Venus.
Yeah.
It kind of just came into our head. Like, this is everything to do with like Venus energy and all the feminine.
Both of us have really been like working with Venus too. So bringing in that divine feminine energy and like just being able to receive abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, a lot with like self-healing and self-care. So we just realized, ooh, every component of this business is actually is based in Venus, and it is essentially an ode to her. So we just wanted to honor her and really make it for her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's for all the women. It's for all the feminine energy. I don't know. And then we just realized, is that the name? Oh my God, that's the name. It is Ode to Venus.
I love the name. I love it. It's so great. And what do you have any tips for women who are looking to connect to their sexuality and connect to their sensuality? What would you say are some good starting places for that?
Starting places to connect in your sexuality. Oh, there's so many good ones.
There is.
Like, it's almost like what? Because I also feel like once you step into the rabbit hole, you can just get deeper and deeper and deeper.
Totally.
So, I definitely think at the very, very beginning, it is about like self-love and self-care.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, some actual things that kind of brought me deeper into it would be like breast massage. I feel like that was like a nice, gentle way to get deeper into like my own personal sexuality.
Especially because it's connecting with your heart chakra too.
That's a good one. That's a
really good one.
Yeah. And just like sitting with yourself and like kind of doing meditation, breathing into your heart,
mm-hmm.
Like breathing in through your vagina.
Yeah.
And just like focusing all the energy there. That always helps me, I don't know, connect to my own sexuality.
For sure. Also, yoni steaming, like that was something yoni that steaming. Definitely got me back in touch. Like at the beginning of Ode to Venus, before it was a thing, yoni steaming was something that brought me back into my pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just start feeling more things. Mm-hmm. Like you actually start feeling more turned on, but you start feeling more in your vagina. Oh, also definitely, we both love jade eggs, yoni eggs.
Yes, Kate, I've heard of these, and I don't have one, and I need to get one.
Yeah, yes, they're like, so magical. Like mm-hmm. you think, okay, I'll just put this crystal in my vagina. That's I don't know. Maybe
doing it'll
be something.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is weird. But honestly, both of us have had very, very deep, cool, magical occurrences because of this. Sometimes I've self-pleasured with the yoni egg,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll put it under my pillow at night, and that night I'll wake up on the brink of an orgasm mm-hmm. when I've already had an orgasm before, but I wake up and I'm on the brink of an orgasm and all I have to do is just gently touch my pussy and then I come again. But it's almost like I explain it like I feel like it saved an orgasm for me and just
wow me.
I get double, I don't know, it's weird, it doesn't happen all the time but it's happened now like I don't know, probably five times.
Yeah,
so no way, that's insane. Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, honestly, that's like the tip of
yeah
that's the tip of it. I
like
would
when
say
you start
yeah
doing those few things, then you're just like, oh, there's more, and then all this, and then all this, and it like just opens the
whole really thing. Is a rabbit hole, hey?
It like, is the best rabbit
the best rabbit hole ever.
Is. Yeah.
One I want to be stuck in forever.
Totally. Yeah. And I think like it's interesting because I've only really started paying attention to this in the last like year, I would say. Like, I just didn't really put my sexuality as a priority in my life. Like, it was just kind of like, oh, whatever. You know, I didn't really care about it or take the time to like savor it or like really just love my own body and love myself in that way. So it's been such a cool learning experience and to like actually get intimate with myself.
Yeah.
Especially like, and even I think when you're in a relationship, like sometimes I was kind of operating under this paradigm of like, I can only love myself. Like I can only work on myself when I'm single, or I can only really like get into this stuff when I'm single because I have like, I have to focus on myself. But really you can do all of this even if you are with a partner, and it's okay to have, it's okay to have time to explore yourself and not have to share these things too. I think that's also a good just something good to bring up, that if you are in a relationship and you're struggling with your connection to your sexuality, it's okay to like have time in private, and it's okay to have time to just explore your own body and not put that pressure on your partner.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's always on ourselves to know that we bring the pleasure to our own bodies and to our own minds. So when you start from that place, like, I just feel like everything flourishes. Like, personally, I have been with the same partner for this whole journey since we began OTBNS and before that. And it's really cool to see the way that our sex life has changed and evolved and become so much better and so much more, like, all-encompassing. And I'm doing a lot of, like, self pleasure on my own, and then I kind of bring that in, or I begin with that. I'll begin with some kind of like ritual for myself, and then, you know, invite him in. So yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, also I think another important thing when like exploring that is to not put too much pressure on yourself to like, oh, like I'm self-pleasuring now, like I have to have an orgasm. Like,
yeah, actually take away the orgasm goal, and that releases a lot. Like, I never have the goal of orgasm. No. It's just, it is what it is. And actually, if you don't have an orgasm in like the Taoist tradition, you can cultivate that energy and store it in your womb space or in like your sacral chakra, and you can use it for creative endeavors or expressions or whatever you're doing for the rest of the day or the next few days, whatever you want to do. So sometimes I'll even self-pleasure with the goal, and I purposely don't make myself come so that I can keep that energy for the day depending on what I'm doing.
And it's all just learning, and it's all just getting more comfortable with yourself. And I think that comfort does come from just being able to sit with yourself and be with yourself to explore all of this rabbit hole
and also this whole side of you. And also to be able to like express that with other people. Like, I know it, my sexual relationships changed drastically once I decided to myself, okay, I no longer fake orgasms, and I no longer apologize if I don't have an orgasm. I remember telling Alex this, okay, I'm not doing this anymore because it feels so bad for me. And I didn't even almost realize I was doing it because it was so deeply ingrained inside of me.
And then no one learns.
And then no one wins. Yeah, exactly. Everyone loses. No one wins. Yeah. And they're not learning how to pleasure me. So I'm actually depriving myself by not being open with them because they're not truly learning what feels good for me. So.
Which is another crazy ingrained
thing that we're not even like allowed to express. This is how we come, or this is what feels good for us, and
let's pretend this feels good.
Let's pretend this feels good. But I know that really changed a lot for me too once I just started expressing to them what feels good, what doesn't, and if they have a problem with it, like that's not on me. You know, we are sovereign unto ourselves in the end, so we don't have that on. It's good to be compassionate, but I think sometimes with a lot of feminine energy, you can be almost overly compassionate. You don't know where the boundary is. So pulling back on that and cultivating your inner masculine is also important in that circumstance, I think.
It's all about a balance.
And finally, what is your advice to listeners to ignite their light?
Be easy on yourself. Trust in the process.
I love that.
And be easy on yourself, because I think a lot of us push so hard. We definitely have. And you actually are robbing yourself of the enjoyment of life and daily pleasures. And then also you rob yourself of what the universe wants to bring to you, because you're also holding up so much resistance at the same time of, I have to do this. I've got to get this done. It's got to be great. It's got to be perfect. Mm-hmm. And as soon as when I let that go, because it does definitely comes up, things flow in to a crazy extent where I'm like, what the fuck have I been doing my whole life? So yeah, definitely. I would say be easy and just trust.
Yeah. I would second that. And also maybe just always checking in with yourself. Like, how does this feel good? Like,
in the
core of yourself? Like, does this actually bring me joy? Does this still feel good? Just always checking in with yourself about, like, what you're doing and what you're feeling.
Yeah, I feel like actually almost every day for years now, I ask myself that, does this feel good? Even if it's just little things, do I like this?
Yeah, and knowing the difference between like a little bit of healthy fear and a little bit of healthy uncomfortability and the wrong type of fear.
Yeah.
The wrong type of uncomfortable.
Yeah. The fear that comes out of lack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Loved this chat. I think it was so timely and just really important to bring people.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. This was like a really great pleasure and honor to be able to speak about this with you and for other people to hear.
Thank you so much for listening. I loved today's chat. I hope you did too. I've linked the Instagram and website for Ode to Venus below, so be sure to check that out if you are curious about it. I also wanted to mention on a side note that I'm going to be offering one-on-one coaching sessions. So this is for people who or maybe have been going through a tough time. Maybe you're feeling like you want to go freelance. Maybe you're feeling like you're wanting to turn what you love into something that is profitable. Maybe you're feeling like you just want a little more support and someone who's on your team. So I am here for you. Reach out to me over Instagram if you are curious about this. My handle is @byrileywebster, and I can answer any questions there. So I hope you have an amazing rest of your day and week. Where I am on Vancouver Island, it is sunny and beautiful, and I'm feeling very optimistic that I'm going to have a positive week. So I hope that you are feeling the same. And we will chat soon.